You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
As we heard earlier in the show, welfare has not seen a major boost in spending that many hoped for. There's been no increase to spending for WINS for them to be able to perform extra duties that COVID-19 presents, with so many people needing to seek that extra financial assistance. Previously on a Wire a few weeks back, we also discussed the limited increase to the benefit of $25, and this budget has seen an increase in food banks being able to deliver food packages. Brooke Fiafia of Auckland Action Against Poverty joined me to discuss this budget and where it falls short in her view.
We're really disappointed with it, to be honest. There's nothing in it to say that there'll be further investment into the welfare space. And we've been working with people that have been in this space for a long time already. And now the government's predicting that there'll be a lot more people moving into this space. We know that benefits aren't at livable levels. And so we're just really feeling for people that are going to be struggling. And it seems like for a long time. So, yeah, we thought that this could be an opportunity for the government to be really transformative. Just with COVID, with the climate crisis, and we feel like they didn't do that.
It's also surprising in terms of the spending that WINS as an organization didn't really get an increase, which is going to see a lot more people coming through it. In terms of pre-budget, how difficult has it been for people to access WINS, and do we kind of expect with this lack of investment it to get more difficult?
Yeah, so during the lockdown we've had a lot of people say that they've had issues even getting in touch with WINS. People are waiting on the lines for like over an hour and then getting through, and then WINS hanging up. And so I think this overload of the system is something that people aren't thinking about, that the WINS system is actually maxed out and it's not looking to kind of come down anytime soon. And so, yeah, to see that they could alleviate this really easily by just lifting benefit levels. That would take a lot of work off WINS, but also ensure that people don't need to see WINS for hardship grants and for food, specifically for food.
We've seen an increase in spending for people delivering food packages to households. What are your thoughts on that approach?
Yeah, people shouldn't have to rely on charity to get by. And I mean, that money could have been invested into increasing benefit levels. And so I think it's really interesting now how food banks and these spaces have become essential spaces. And so it's really highlighted the fact that we know that there's a problem with people not getting enough food, but we continue to ignore the systemic changes required in order to shift that. So.
In terms of it being an election year, do you think this may have been why governments kind of shifted away from being as innovative as it could have been?
I think they continue to prioritize things, well, they continue to prioritize jobs and the economy. But I think with COVID, especially, it's highlighting how fragile our system is. And so, I mean, I think definitely they could have been a lot more brave and courageous, but the election, yeah, I'm sure definitely plays into that space for them.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.